idea what their words actually mean to another. How can you resist such farce? I didn't say they weren't amusing, answered Apollo, but frogs and flies are amusing too. But if you're going to compare humans to flies, we'll get nowhere, and you know it. In perfect, though divinely accented English, that is, in an English that every patron at the tavern heard in his or her own accent, Apollo said, Who'll pay for our drinks? I will, said a poor student. Please, let me. Apollo put a hand on the young man's shoulder. My brother and I are grateful, he said. We've had 5 Sleemans each, so you'll not know hunger or want for 10 years. The student knelt to kiss Apollo's hand, and when the gods had gone, discovered hundreds of dollars in his pockets. In fact, for as long as he had the pants he was wearing that evening, he had more money in his pockets than he could spend, and it was 10 years to the instant before their corduroy rotted to irrecoverable shreds. Outside the tavern, the gods walked west along King Street. I wonder, said Hermes, what it would be like if animals had human intelligence. I wonder if they'd be as unhappy as humans, Apollo answered. Some humans are unhappy, others aren't. Their intelligence is a difficult gift. I'll wager a year's servitude, said Apollo,